to Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph at the bottom. Okay. Ma'arvin b'demai. You can make an Eruv with demai. Demai is tefua that you buy from an Am Ha'aretz. And he claims that he took off Trumas and Maestris, and you can't trust him. So the Rabbanan made a takana that you have to take again Maestr at least. Truma you don't have to take because Am Ha'aretz took off Truma. But Maestr, yes. But we have today that the Sufik in Trumas and Maestris doesn't apply. This is not demai. Today it's a real Sufik. There, Rov Am Ha'aretz used to take off Trumas and Maestris. It was a special takana of the Rabbanan. So you're allowed to use demai, even though lechora it's lechora not edible. With a ma'aser rishon shenitla truma, so you can also use ma'aser rishon that the truma has been taken out of that truma's ma'aser, which we'll get to in the Gemara what that means. With ma'aser sheni the hektish shenitlu, ma'aser sheni and hektish that have been redeemed, so they're edible by everybody. The hakohanim bechala, and kohanim can use chala. But not a Yisrael Lechora. Avalo betevel, but tevel not. Avalo b'maiserishon shalom nitla trumaso. And maiserishon that you didn't take off the trumas maiser also is not edible. Avalo b'maisersheni v'hegdish shalom nifto. And maisersheni and hegdish that weren't redeemed also you can't use because maisersheni can only eat in Yerushalayim. And the hegdish is also to everybody if it wasn't redeemed. And the Gemara will explain what the chiddush is over here. B'demai, b'kikr shalachem yam ha'aretz, lo hifrish menu demai. You can use demai to make an eruv, even if you haven't yet been mafrish the maestras. Lover maestras sheni v'hekta shalom niftu, v'yafagav the mochi parik lehu, hashta mi alo mefarik, even though you could be pulled to them. But the maestras, right now you didn't, and the eruv has to be fit at the time that Shabbos comes in. Okay, the Gemara says, demai holo chazilei. The maaser not allowed to eat the mai, so how could you make an eruv with the mai if you're not allowed to eat it? Or it says, "Migu di boy machter lehul nechase v'hadi ani bechazulei hashtanami chazulei." Right, according to Sumchas, that the eruv has to be fit for the person himself. So here it's even fit for the person himself. According to the Rabban, you don't need this; it's fit for an ani. So Mele, even though the person himself can't use it. But an ani can use it, somebody can use it, that's good enough. According to Sumchas, you need that it should be fit for the person who put down the eruv, not for somebody else. So that person also, since he could be mafker, his nechasim, become an ani, so it's fit for him also, theoretically. Tishnan, machilin es haniyim demai, yes achsan yu demai. Right? You're allowed to feed demai to aniyim. Some hold that you have to tell them that it's demai. They have a heter to eat it if they want to be masakin it and be makayim the mitzvah derabbanan. They have a right to, but they can, but they don't have to. And in Achsanya, Rashi learns, is soldiers that are quartered. You're allowed to feed them demai also, because since they're not home, they're considered like aniyim. And some hold, Tosfos before held, that it's even goyim, soldiers. And you're allowed to feed them demai. Because even though it looks like you're being poreya, your chov, you have a chov to the melech, and you're paying it off with demai, since rov amehar, it's a ma'asrim, it's really chulden, you could use it even to feed goyim. The esachsanya demai, omer avhuna tana beishamay, omerim ein machilin saniyim demai. U beisil omerim machilin saniyim demai. And Yushalmi, Take has a different gear, so they hold beishamay also agrees. That an ani is allowed to eat demai, just the soldiers not. And our Gemara says that aniyim also, according to Beis Shammai, can. And the reason that the Gemara brought this down, right, Lechora, who cares what Beis Shammai says? That if you'll find the Mandiomer who says that aniyim, what's it called, can't eat demai, you'll know that it's Beis Shammai and the halacha is not like that. Achsanya chayolos malche Yisrael shematilin osun abnei ho'ir lezonon v'havilu kaniyim shari'inam v'veis b'tavateim. The soldiers are like aniyim. They're not home, and therefore they're mutter to eat demai, just like an ani is allowed to eat it. Okay. V'maiserishon shenitlu truma. So now we think it's talking about where you took off truma, you took off maiserishon, and the levi took off truma's maiser from the maiserishon. That's the seder of the matanos that shouldn't be tevel. As long as everything wasn't taken off, the thing remains tevel, and tevel you can't use for an eruv. So here it says that you took off truma, you took off the, what's it called, we'll think, we'll see one second, maybe not. He took off what's it called Maiser Rishon. From the Maiser Rishon, the Levi took Trumas Maiser. So that's it. And then you took off Maiser Ani or Maiser Sheni. So then that's everything is taken care of. So what's the Pshita? So what's the Chiddush? Lo Tzricha Shigdimo B'Shibolim V'Notle Mimenu Trumas Maiser V'Lo Notle Mimenu Truma Gedola. It's talking where the Levi took the his Maiser before they took Truma. Before the Balabayas took Truma from the, he had 100 saw of Tvua. He was supposed to take off a 50th as Truma, right? 40th, 50th, or 60th of Truma as Truma. Average is a 50th. So he, that was what the Balabayas should do. He didn't finish it off, and the Levi came, and he took his 10th from the 100 things. And therefore he took 10 of them. Which really he shouldn't have taken that. He should have taken a 50th less, because the truma should have been taken off first, and when that's taken off, you take a 10th of what's left. So the Levi came, and he took his Maiser Rishon before they took off truma. And he took out Truma's Maiser from the Maiser Rishon, but he didn't take the amount that should have been taken out of this as truma. And Ukaz Rabavo, and that's good. Omer Shlokish, Domer Avo Omer Shlokish, Maiser Rishon Shigdimo B'Shibolim Potter Mitruma Gedola. If the Maiser Rishon was taken out before the Tvua was finished and put into a pile and finished off, then it's Potter from Truma Gedola. He preempted the Kohen, and you don't have to take off Truma Gedola from that. Shenemar, he doesn't have to take off Truma Gedola from his Maiser. He only has to take off a Maiser min ha-Maiser to get to the Kohen. Right? A tenth of his tenth. Maiser min ha-Maiser, amarti l'cho. The only thing he has to take off is a tenth. But velo truma gedola, trumas Maiser min ha-Maiser. But he doesn't have to take off truma gedola in addition to the trumas Maiser. So here's a case where the portion of a Levi is putter from the truma that should have been taken from it l'chatchila, Potter from it. Omer le Rav Papa Labaya, so that's the Chiddush. That even though the Truma wasn't taken, I might think it's still Tevel, Kamash Balon, that it's okay. That Lemaisa, if he took it off before it was finished, that's he doesn't have to take off the Truma. Omer le Rav Papa Labaya, Hochi Afil Hikduma Bikrinami. If that's the case, then why don't we say that even if he took it after it was finished off, and the Balabayas didn't have a chance to take off Truma yet, and he took his Meiser first, that he's Potter from taking Truma. Because of the pasuk, he says, "Olech Omar Kro Mikol Masrosechem Tarimu Es Kol Trumas Hashem." Another pasuk says, "From all your maisers, you have to take off truma too." Mashma, the Levi already has his maiser, and truma wasn't taken from it. He has to take out the 50th for truma, and give it to the kohen. Umaro Isa, what's the hechrech that if you take it off before it's what's it called finished? Then you don't have to take off the truma. That's the first pasuk. If you take it off after it's finished, then you do have to take off the truma. That's the second pasuk, right? High idgin v'high low idgin. One is called dogon, right? And then what's it called? The truma has to be taken, and before it's called dogon, there the truma doesn't have to be taken. Rashi, it doesn't have to be taken. But b'di'evit, if you took off the maiser before you took off the truma, and it wasn't yet finished off. So b'di'evad you yotzei with that, and you don't have the Levi doesn't have to take truma from what he took. But he took the mice already. Rashi, shigdimo b'shibolim the truma gedola de min haTorah haTruma kodemis l'maiser. Right, really min haTorah the Balabayas should have taken off truma before he gave the maiser to the Levi. The reishis korachmara truma is called reishis. Min haMoser and what's left over after you take the truma. In other words, now you have only 98 things. He took off 150th. So you have 98 left. Now the Levi gets 9.8 out of that, instead of 10, which he took when before the truma was taken off. So who knows in Maiser Rishon the Levi. From that what's left, from the 98, he gives a tenth to the Levi. The Achshav Herim HaLevi, the Kidmo, Levi came first, and he took his Maiser before the Balabayas had a chance to take off truma. Kadesh lo yachserenu kohen echad minun b'maiser. No, he shouldn't lose that 50th from his Maiser. She got the full Maiser of the whole thing, which means he's getting now 10 instead of 9.8. Mikol Masroseichem b'Leviim Ksiv. And Leviim says, from all your Maiser, you have to give Truma, Tarim was called Truma Sashem, Afilu Truma Gedola. Right? If you took your Maisa before the Truma was taken, you have to give Truma also from your Maisa. You have to give a 50th of your Maisa plus another 10th to the Kohen. Umaro Isa, the Mok Miskra, the Chiyu Begdimu Bekri, Ukra, the Ptur Begdimu Beshibalim. So we have two psukim. One says you don't have to take off the Truma from the Maisa. The other one says you do. So the Gemara says the difference is whether when it was finished off, it's called Dagon. And by Dagon, you have to take off everything. When it's not Dagon yet, right, then it's not called Maiser Degoncha, Tirosh Chavitzarecha, it's not finished off, it's not called Dagon, then B'dievid, if you took the Maiser before the Truma, the Levi's potter from taking Truma out of his Maiser. Hai Hikdimo Bekri Idgen, the Kivan, the Nikra, Dagon Nasa Teva, the Truma, Kedasiv Reishis Degoncha. Once it's called Dagon, it becomes Tevel. Because then you have to take Truma off of it. And it remains Tevel until the Truma is taken out. Hai lo idgin, the Chishach Levi Adayin lo hayatovel, the Truma. And since it wasn't Dagon, it wasn't yet Tevel. If it wasn't yet Tevel for Truma, right, therefore what's it called, he can get away with just giving his Meisr min ha-Meisr, which the Pasuk says, and not, what's it called, and not Truma also. They ask Lamaisa, if it's not Tevel yet, how do you take off the Truma, the Maisa? How do you take Maisa for something that's not Tevel? So some say, because there's a Pasuk also says, Aser to Aser is called Tvu Azarech. It doesn't mention Dagon. So by Maisa, it's possible to take it off before Dagon. Masha'en came by Truma, it says Dagon. There it doesn't become Chayiv and Truma till it's finished off. And there's a Yerayim Taka who says that it's talking where you took it off Al Manas, that it shouldn't be Chal until it's finished. But since he took it off Lamaisa before, even though it's not going to take effect until later, it still has this halacha that you don't have to take off Truma later on. Okay. What?
Even the Balabais.
The Balabais has to take off Truma. He has to take off Truma from what's left. But a 50th of the 90 that's left to him. But the Levi doesn't have to take off. Usually the Truma is taken out of the Levi's portion before he gets it. And he only gets a 50th less than a 10th. But here, he took the whole 10th before the Truma was taken off. So the Chiddush is, he doesn't have to take out the Truma part from his Maisa. And we have a Pasuk says that. Maisa you only take, and not Truma and Maisa. Okay. With a Maisa Sheni, the Hekdish and Niftu, you're allowed to use Maisa Sheni and Hekdish that were redeemed. Versus Pshita, of course, if they're redeemed, they're plain Chulit. So it's like any other food. What difference does it make if it was Maisa Sheni before it was redeemed, or it was hektish before it was redeemed? Once it's redeemed, it's regular food. What do you care what its history was? When it says, when you redeem hektish and Meiser Sheni, you have to add a fifth. So, if the Bailam redeems it, the person himself redeems it. Somebody else redeems it, they don't have to add a fifth. But if the person himself redeems it, he has to add the fifth. So you redeemed it, but you didn't add the fifth. So I might think, what the Kamashbalan Deina Chomish Makiv. I might think that if you don't add the fifth, it's not considered redeemed, and therefore it's not edible. You can't use it. Kamashmalan, that even if you didn't add the fifth, but you redeemed it without the fifth, it's still edible, and therefore you could use it as an eruv. You still chayiv to pay the fifth, but it doesn't affect the permissibility of the Maiser Sheni and the Hekdish. Rashi. No rush. No rush. Avalobitzevel. You can't use tevel. In other words, something where all of the matanos that are chayiv to be taken weren't taken out. What remains is tevel, and tevel is also for anybody to eat, even a kohen. Whereas the pshita lo tzricha betevel tovel midrabanan. It's talking about tevel de rabbanon. If you planted something in a flower pot that didn't have a hole, and therefore it's only chayiv in trumas and maisers mid rabbanon, and you didn't take off the trumas and maisers, it's only osur mid rabbanon, I might think that you could use it as an eruv. Since the maiser mi ikar adin min haTorah, it's mutter. Kamash malon, since the maiser can't eat it, even only mid rabbanon, therefore it's also it's not good. What? The Havamina was that it could be that only something that is an Isser Chefta, or the thing itself is Osir. But here, by the Rabbanan, it's not an Isser Chefta. It's only an Isser on the Gavra. He's not allowed to eat it. But the thing itself really is edible.
That's good.
Right.
You
Right. So therefore, I might think that it's only something that's the etzem usher, but not if it's usher only them upon the person. The mashmalah, no, the person has to be able to eat it l'maisa. Okay, hello, ma'isa rishon shelo nitla trumaso. You can't use ma'isa rishon where the truma wasn't taken off. Tzmar says pshita. Of course, if the truma wasn't taken off the ma'isa rishon, the whole thing is tevel. It only becomes not tevel when all the matanas are taken properly. But if they're not taken off, then it's no good. Tzmar says l'tzricha shikdimu b'kri v'nitla mimenu trumas ma'isa v'nol nitla mimenu trumas gedola. Now the chiddush is the case that we had before, only the opposite case. Where the lady came after it was finished, and he took off his miser before the balabais took off truma. Now the chiddush is that if he doesn't take off truma from the miser, then it's also to eat, it's tevel. And therefore, if you use that, you use miser rishon. Shelo nitla truma, so you're not yotze. You can't use it as an eruv. Mahu d'seima k'domer le'rapapa labaya. I might think, like Rav Papa said to Abai, since you have a pasuk that says that you don't have to take off the truma, if the levi took his miser before the balabais took truma, that it applies even in the case where you took it off after it was finished. Kamash malonka the shonile, you know, that when it was finished, then the pasuk says you have to take off all the truma, even if you took the miser first. Where it wasn't finished yet, and it wasn't called dagon, then is the special halacha that if the levi took his miser first, he doesn't have to take off truma. But in the case where he took it after it was finished, there, if he doesn't take off the truma, it's tevel. The loba ma'aser rishon shelo nitla trumaso kasolka daitach v'trumas ma'aser kamar the kaparek pshita. Till now, we think the truma over here means trumas ma'aser, the levi's tenth that he has to give to the kohen. That's of course is tevel. Kamash malon, no, it's not talking about the levi's tenth that he has to give. It's talking about the truma the balabayas should have given from this, and the chiddush is that the levi has to give it. Unlike what we said before, if you took it before it was finished. Lo nitzricha shikdimo b'kri, v'ha truma d'ka'amar hainu truma gedola. The truma that it wasn't taken off was truma gedola, right? D'chazi lafrushe minei, nikmed lefarshe meiser minei ka'amar. The truma should have been taken before the meiser was taken. And it wasn't. So now, in the meiser, there's truma. So, since it was already finished, the levi has to take that truma out, and if he doesn't, it remains tevel. No, he has to give the percentage of what he has. The original person had to give from 100, 50th. He has to give from his portion of 50th.
The coin is going to be getting less than he
has. What?
The coin is going to be getting less than he would have.
Why? No, the balabais has to give truma. Right? The coin's getting the same thing. He's just getting from two different people. The balabais for sure has to give truma. But only on what's left. In other words, on 90. And he has to give on the other 10. Okay. But my Sasheni and Hektish that weren't redeemed are not edible. My Sasheni is talking outside Yerushalayim, and Hektish is Hektish. Hektish you're not allowed to eat if you weren't polded. Of course you can't use Hektish that wasn't Nifta. Right? It's not edible. And you can't use my Sasheni that wasn't Nifta. It's not edible where you are. Where it says, lo tzricha shepidon velo pidon kilchasam. The chiddush is that you were poled to it, but not properly. And since you weren't poled it properly, it doesn't help, doesn't work. That's the chiddush. Meister shepido agabi asimon. Meister that you redeem with an asimon. An asimon, Rashi says, is a coin without a tzura on it. It's a slug. Right? So it has the value of the metal, but it doesn't have a mint. And the mint is usually worth more than the metal. And by meiser it says, what's it called? V'tzarto hakesef, the kesef has to have a tzura on it. It has to have a mint. It has to have a picture. So if you use the slug, it's, even b'dievet it's not good. V'rachmona omer v'tzarto hakesef, kesef sheyesh olav tzura, hegdish shechillo agabi karka. Hegdish you redeemed it, but you redeemed it with land, not with something movable. And we learned that even though normally shava kesef is kekesef, even land, but when it comes to hegdish, there's a special klal upratu klal that says that it has to be something that's worth money itself, not shtaros, not the documents, IOUs, and something that, what's it called, that's movable. Right? We learned from a pasuk of of things that the Torah mentions, the Gabi Pidyon Hekdesh, and it has to be similar to those things. The Rachmana Omer, Venosna Kesef Ekomlo. It has to be Dafka Kesef, and not what's it called, Karka. And again, even though Shava Kesef is Kesef, there's a special limud aside from this pasuk that limits it to things that are movable and things that are intrinsically have a worth and not worth something just because of what they could generate, like an IOU. Rashi Asimon Morbelo Tzura, a slug. Venosna Akesef, the Maktis Sodeoksi, the Yosef Chalishis Kesef Erkecha. The Komlo. Both of these psukim, this one, the one we had before also, Mikomas Roseichem, there is no such pasuk. It's a paraphrase of the pasuk. And some say that Chazal B'Dafka paraphrased psukim in the Beis Medrash when they didn't have a chumash to look into, and you weren't allowed to say psukim bal peh, so they didn't say the pasuk bal peh, they just paraphrased it. Okay. Rashi. Venosana kesef, matis sodeoksi, viyosu chamishis kesef, erkecha, and venosana kesef the komla. Okay, let's go on. Hasholeach eruvo, biyad chere shota the cotton. If you see, now we're talking about eruve tchumi. You sent the eruv to the place that you wanted to extend, from there to extend your tchum. So you send the food and you leave it in a place where it's accessible, right? So either you could take it there, Erev Shabbos, or you can send it with somebody else. But you can't send it. If you send it with a cheresh shot of the cotton, right? So Rashi holds, they're not capable of being kone shvisa. By putting your food there, you're kone as if that's the place where your residence is. So a cheresh shot of the cotton can't be kone shvisa. They don't have that power. Well, see, Tosfos holds that the reason it's no good is because you can't trust them. You don't know that they got there. Difference being, what if you saw? You didn't put the Eruv down, they did. But you saw them put it down. So, not a question of trusting them more, according to Tosfos, would be good. According to Rashi, still wouldn't be good, because they're the ones who made the Eruv, and that they can't affect a kinyan of making a residence in a place, even by putting the food down. O b'yad mishen o'moda b'eruv, or a person who's not moda b'eruv, a kusi, right, who doesn't believe in Eruv, didn't believe in the Dinei D'Rabbanan, so he didn't believe in the whole union of Eruv, Eino Eruv. Him Omer La'achar L'Kablo Mimenu Hariza Eruv. He told somebody else, take it from the Cheresh Shot of the cotton, and you put it down, a person who's a Godel, and who believes in an Eruv, then it helps. They're just a mailman. Right? They're just doing something to transport it, to get it closer. But in the end, the person who put it down was the person who became your Shliach. So what do you care that you need a Cheresh Shot of the cotton or anybody else to bring it to the place, as long as you know it got there, and somebody who is capable of doing it did it for you, so that's like any shliach. That's good. It doesn't have to be, has to go from your hand through people who can do it the whole time. As long as in the end, a person who is capable of doing it did it for you, that's fine. Shena molde ve'eruv, rashi is kusi. That's a person who's not molde ve'eruv. The cotton low, cotton doesn't help. Vomer afuna cotton govis ha'eruv, right? A cotton can be the one to collect the eruv. So here, lechora versus lokasha, kan beiruve tchumim, kan beiruve chatzeros. The Mishnah that says a cotton can't do it, that's called beiruve tchumim, which since it has an asmachta in the Torah to the inyan of tchumim, so you need something more effective, and a cotton can't do it. But by Aruve Chatzeros, which is purely Durabana, the Eruv of mixing the Chatzeros together, so you can carry from the house into the Chatzor, from the Chatzor into the Mavui, that's totally Durabana, and there is no remez to that at all in the Torah, right? And therefore, cotton can also affect that. Or you can believe the cotton. One of the two. According to Tosis, you can believe the cotton, right? You can rely on him, since it's a total Durabana. And according to Rashi, he can affect this Eruv. You don't need a kinyan. It's an idea that the Rishuyos are considered mixed together. Even a cotton can do that. Govis Eruv, im nechotzeru ma'ariv aleim. A cotton can collect the Eruv from the people in the chotzer and put the Eruv in one of the houses, and then it's good. Eruv echatzeros, deruv erishusayu be'almahu. Eruv echatzeros, you don't really need a kinyan. You just need that everybody becomes partners in bread or in food, And then all their chatseros, or all their houses, are considered like one. Hilkach memela miyaret. It happens automatically. The cotton doesn't have to do anything. The afagav de'ein maisa cotton klum lo ichbeslan. Even though the maisa of the cotton is worthless, we don't need a maisa over here. You just need that the bread should be there, and everybody should be partners in it, and that you have. So what do you care if the cotton picked it up and put it in the house? The putting it in the house doesn't affect anything. Right? It's the bread itself that is own bishutvis that affects it. Kinesnan lekamon, balabayis shoy shutuf im shchenos, ain't sorich la'arit. Right? A balabayis who was already a shutuf with his neighbors doesn't have to have part in the Erev. The whole thing is just that they should be partners together. Avalei rubei tchumim naknuye shvisahu. By Rubei Tchumim, you have to be makne, you have to be kone, your residence, in the place where you put down the food. And the cotton can't be kone, that residence.
Even though, if they're not kone, maybe you put it down, you're not kone until later, until Benish Moshe's
Lecharan. Yeah, fine, but it had to be, right, but it had to be a maisel, the chatchila, that will be chal when Benish Moshe's comes in. The cotton lo olim lemikne. Cotton is not powerful enough to make that kinyan. Tosus Mustama holds also, there's no kinyan over here. Right, you're not doing it. You're just putting the food down, and the food is that guy's food. It's what's it called? It's his residence. So therefore, it's not nothing to do with a kinyan. It has to do with the fact you can't be somech on him. Lekabel on him. Get. Okay, let's go on. Obiyad mishenu moda be'eruv man om rav chizda kutoi. A kutzi is a person who doesn't believe in the eruv. But if you told somebody else to take the Eruv from the Kusi or from the Cherishot to the cotton and to put it down for you, so really he's your Shliach. And they just were delivery men. They didn't have any important part in this, just to get the Eruv a little bit closer, that's all. You have somebody who lives near the Eruv to come and get it from them and put it down. Whereas it says, let's be afraid, since you weren't involved, that the Cherishot to the cotton never got it to him. How do you know that in fact your shliach did what you said? Maybe he never got it. Maybe he never went and got it from the cotton. You don't know what happened. So how can you now walk more than the 2,000 amos when you don't know if it actually took effect or not? You're standing from afar and you see the what's it called, that the shliach that you made is speaking to the cotton, right? According to Rashi, you don't have to actually see him give it to him. You have to see him there. Right? So you're looking from afar, you see the guy come to the cotton, and you can assume, therefore, that he did what you told him. And the Miri says, you have to mamash see the cotton hand him the Erev, and then you can be so much that he put it down. It's talking where you saw the cotton, what's it called, the shliach, meet the cotton. Versus v'lechish dumalo shokol mine. Right, maybe he didn't take it from him. No, once you know that the shliach met the cotton, you can assume that he did what you asked him to do and took the Eruv and put it down. Rashi, lekabel heimenu kodem shiagia shom. You told a gadol who believes in an Eruv to take the Eruv from the cotton or from the person who doesn't believe in the Eruv, right? And what's it called? Then, if that person put the Eruv down, then it's good. Whereas, how do you know he did it? How do you know he ever met the cotton? Dilma lo mamtile cotton, adli yodo shol makabel. Maybe the cotton never gave it to him. Whereas, it says, bomit v'roeo, ad shemolicho. No, you saw the cotton give it to him. Okay. V'dilma hulo shokol minei, v'lo ma'ariv le, afal pishi evticho. Maybe you can't trust the other guy, though. How do you know he actually fulfilled your shliachos and put it down? Shemora says that what's it called? That you have a chazaka, shliach osa shlichuso. If you make somebody a shliach, a chazaka, somebody accepts responsibility, fulfills it. The hecha itmed Rav Chisda for Rav Yechiel. Where did Rav Chisda and Rav Yechiel originally say their halach of chazaka, shliach osa shlichuso? That you have a chazaka, that if you give something to somebody to do, that they'll do it for you, and you can rely on that. Aha Itmar, in this case, Titania, Nosno Lapil, the Holicho, you put it on an elephant. And the elephant, what's it called, took the Eruv, okay? Or Lakof Holicho, you gave it to a monkey. And the monkey took it. you know, what's it called, to where the end of the 2,000 Amos was. Ain't an Eruv. It's not an Eruv. Even if you train the elephant and train the monkey to put it down, it doesn't help. But if you got somebody else to take it from the monkey, or to take it off the elephant and put it down, Hariz Eruv. Samara says, that's very nice, but you told somebody to take it off the elephant, but you weren't there. How do you know he did it? Maybe he never got there. Maybe the elephant never got there, and maybe the monkey never got there. Okay, so that's one problem. And even if he got there where the shliach is, maybe the shliach didn't take it off of him and put it down. So you have two problems. One is, how do you know the monkey and the elephant got to where the shliach was? And second, how do you know the shliach did what he was supposed to do? So Rav Chisda omed v'roheu. The first thing, you saw the elephant and the monkey get to the place where the shliach was. So you know that the shliach could have taken it from him. Okay? So that takes off the first shash. Maybe the shliach never took it off him. Right? You saw, but you didn't see him actually take it off. Right? What? Okay, you know, you saw, what's it called? It was on his back. He couldn't... it was beyond his trunk. You saw it still on top of him, or whatever. Rashi. Kof appeal. Pamim shein melumadim. Sometimes they're learned. You can train. They're trained. You can teach them to do stuff. B'shel Torah ein chazak. Oh, we didn't get it yet. Okay, Omer of Nachman, b'shel Torah ein chazok ha-shliach osah shlichuso. This halacha, that you have a chazok, if you tell somebody to do something, you can assume that he did it, that's only by dini d'rabbana. But if it's a din d'oraisa, then that chazok is not strong enough to affect a din d'oraisa, and if you're not sure if the shliach did or not, you can't rely on the fact that he did it, and you have to assume that he didn't do it. That's the next sugya we get, Rashi. Kolomer lo samchin ha-chazokah ad de-chazin in da'ovet. When something that's Torah law, you can't rely on the shliach that he did the shlichus unless you saw him do it. If you didn't see him do it, you can't assume that he did.